digital estate planning, securing your accounts for the people you love. This is the lesson people skip, and it's one of the most caring things you can do. Your digital life, email, photos, financial accounts, subscriptions, documents, doesn't simply pass to your family if something happens to you. Without a plan, loved ones can be locked out of precious memories and tangled in accounts they can't access or close. A little preparation now spares them enormous stress later. Why this matters more every year. More of our lives live only online. Photos that were once in albums are in cloud accounts. Bills that once arrived on paper are in email. Money sits in online-only banks and payment apps. When someone dies or becomes incapacitated, family increasingly find that the practical and the sentimental are both locked behind passwords no one else knows. Good security, which keeps other out, can accidentally lock out the very people you'd want to help. What a digital estate plan includes: an inventory of your important accounts, email, banking, key subscriptions, social media, and where your photos and documents live. A way for a trusted person to gain access when it's genuinely needed, without leaving passwords lying around while you're alive. Your wishes, what should be preserved, passed on, memorialized, or closed. The legal piece, making sure this connects to your broader will or estate plan. The digital estate worksheet walks you through building this inventory step by step, doing it without compromising security. The obvious worry is that planning for access means weakening your security now. It doesn't have to. The elegant solution is your password manager. Most offer an emergency access feature that lets a trusted person request access after a waiting period, or lets you designate a legacy contact. You keep full security today, and the right person can get in when it truly matters. Use built-in legacy tools. Apple, Google, and others let you name a legacy or inheritance contact. Set these up. Never store passwords in plain text, not in a document, not in an email, not on a sticky note. Use the password manager's secure emergency access instead. Store master credentials safely, such as sealed with your will or with an attorney, not floating in a drawer. Here's one thing to do right now. Set up the emergency access or legacy contact feature in your password manager and name one trusted person. It takes a few minutes, changes nothing about your security today, and could spare your family a painful ordeal later. Keep it current. A digital estate plan isn't a one-time task. Accounts and people change. Fold a quick review into the twice-a-year checkup from building lasting security habits. Confirm your inventory is current, your legacy contacts are still right, and your trusted person knows the plan exists and where to start. Tell them now while it's easy, rather than leaving them to discover it in a hard moment. None of this is morbid. It's the same instinct behind everything else in this training, taking a small, calm step today so the people you care about are protected tomorrow. A gentle place to start. The whole subject can feel overwhelming, so don't try to do it all at once. A first pass that covers the essentials already puts you far ahead of most people. List your 5 or 10 most important accounts, email, banking, photos, and anything that pays or bills automatically. Note where the sentimental things live. Which service holds your photos and videos, so they're never lost simply because no one knew where to look. Pick one trusted person and decide how they'd gain access, ideally through your password manager's emergency access feature. Write down your wishes for what to keep, memorialize, or close. The digital estate worksheet turns this into a simple fill-in-the-blanks exercise you can finish in one sitting. The conversation matters as much as the document. A perfect plan does no good if no one knows it exists. The single most important step is telling your trusted person in plain terms that you've made a plan and where to begin if it's ever needed. It's an awkward conversation to start, but families who've been through the alternative, locked out of a late loved one's photos and accounts, guessing at passwords in the middle of grief, describe how much a few prepared minutes would have meant. Framed rightly, this isn't about death. It's a final piece of the same care that runs through everything else here. A little effort now so the people you love are spared trouble later. To recap the main points: without a plan, families can be locked out of your accounts, photos, and records. Build an inventory of key accounts and decide what should be preserved or closed. Use your password manager's emergency access and platform legacy contacts. Never plain text passwords. Review it twice a year and make sure your trusted person knows the plan exists.